Enfin s'en va le vrai félin qui a mérité ce qu'il avait eu. Pat le chasseur avait rempli le chargeur, Yuri a joué et il s'est tiré dessus. Enfin s'en va le vrai félin qui a mérité ce qu'il avait eu. Pat le chasseur avait rempli le chargeur, Yuri a joué et il s'est tiré dessus.
Dear friends, allies, activists, feminists, defenders of human rights, and everyone. Today we gather not only to march, but to stand together in solidarity and show care to many sisters in many places in this world. I invite you to stand in solidarity with the hundreds of Syrian women and girls who have been subjected to a terrifying wave of violence and abductions since the beginning of this year. Targeting women, particularly the Alawite and Druze minority communities, are not isolated incidents. They are part of a systemic campaign of gender-biased violence, fueled by sectarian hatred and political exploitation. There is evidence of systemic targeting, documented cases of abductions and kidnappings of Alawite women and girls aged 3 to 40 in Latakia, Tartus, Homs and Hama since February 2025. Some victims were subjected to sexual violence, physical assault, being drugged and forced marriage. Kidnappers have in some cases threatened families seeking their loved ones. Official denial remains a significant barrier to justice and protection for Syrian women and girls. In the investigation of 42 reported abduction cases, the Ministry of the Interior chose to minimize the severity of the situation, failing to acknowledge the seriousness of these crimes. This minimization not only undermines the experiences of the victims and their families, but it also feeds the culture of impunity, allowing perpetrators to continue their actions without consequence. They also attributed nearly all 42 cases to reasons such as voluntary escape with a romantic partner or fleeing domestic violence, stating that only one was abduction. Failure to investigate. Human rights bodies have repeatedly noted that police and security agencies often fail to effectively investigate abductions, dismiss evidence provided by families, or even blame the victims' families for lack of proper care and attention.
Shame!
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 Shame! This passivity deepens the trauma and keeps going the cycle of violence. Syrian feminists launched the Stop the Abduction of Syrian Women campaign, asserting that the incidents are not isolated but constitute a pattern of organized and systematic crimes targeting Syrian women based on sectarian and retaliatory revenge motives. Our call for solidarity and action. In the force of ongoing violence and abductions targeting women and girls across Syria, we urge all individuals, organizations, and international actors to stand in solidarity and take decisive actions by demand that all relevant authorities and armed groups immediately cease the targeted abductions. It is so important to ensure the safety and security of women and girls as they travel to schools, markets, and their homes. Advocate for prompt, transparent, and gender-sensitive investigations into every documented case of killing, abduction, and sexual violence. Justice must be served, and those responsible must be held accountable, regardless of their affiliation. Support and echo the calls of our Syrian sisters by acknowledging that abduction is being used as a weapon, recognizing that silence enables further violence, and demanding accountability from all actors involved. Join the campaign on Instagram, Stop the Abduction of Syrian Women. Thank you.
Make a good comeback. Thank you. toi de la course à l'instantané de velours, même s'il ne sert à rien. Le vent l'emportera, tout disparaîtra même. Le vent l'emportera, la caresse et la mitraille, cette plaie qui nous tiraille, le palais des autres jours, d'hier et demain. Le vent les portera, génétique en bandoulière, des chromosomes dans l'atmosphère, des taxis pour les galaxies et mon tapis. Thank you.
comme un chatien.
Thank you.